See those ridges on your fingers? Fingerprints leave marks on everything you touch. The police can use that to track criminals.
Just like leaving marks on the things you touch, you also leave marks on the people around you. Have you ever seen your fingerprint? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Whenever you touch something, your fingers leave an imprint on whatever you touched. If you have fingerprint dust like a detective, you can see them easily. And just like your fingerprints, remember this, you leave an impression on the people whose lives you touch. If you're a Christian, you should act and speak in a way that reflects the love of Jesus in your life. Just like it says in John 13:35, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Our story today is simply entitled, Fingerprints. Thea turned a page and showed a picture of Papa Bear to her little sister, then continued to read the story aloud. "Who's been eating my porridge?" growled Papa Bear. Their brother Eamon spoke up. "Papa Bear could have found out who ate it if he had lifted fingerprints from his spoon. Everybody has a different set of prints. No two are alike ever. Match the prints, and you've got the criminal."
"That's great, Eamon. Now let us finish the story," said Thea.
But Eamon grabbed his magnifying glass and held it above Thea's fingers.
"See those ridges? They leave a mark on everything you touch. Police investigators use special powders to dust for fingerprints. The powder sticks to the invisible ridge marks. The investigator carefully brushes away the dust between the ridges and takes a picture of it." Eamon sat back. "The print can be lifted with print lifting tape, too."
"Eamon, we don't care about fingerprints right now. We just want to read the story," said Thea.
"Well, I just thought you should know in case you get any ideas about going into my room and messing with my stuff," Eamon said with a smirk. "I know how to lift prints with my detective kit I got for my birthday, so you'll be sorry if you do."
Thea rolled her eyes. "Like I want to touch anything in your messy room."
"I think there's another kind of print we should be more concerned about," said Mom, who had come into the room.
"We need to think about the prints we're leaving on other people's lives."
"Prints on people's lives? What does that mean?" asked Eamon.
"I'm talking about the impressions we make on others," Mom replied.
"Like fingerprints, they identify us, not by ridges, but by what's in our hearts. Our words and actions leave behind impressions that affect others. As Christians, we want those impressions to match the love Jesus has put in our hearts."
"Because then we'll be pointing people to him, right?" asked Thea.
"Right," said Mom. "We need to speak and act in a way that helps people know how much Jesus loves them. No two people have the same fingerprints, but when we rely on Jesus to help us love others the way he loves us, the impressions we leave behind will point to him."
And how about you? What kind of impression do you leave on others? Are the things you do and say kind and uplifting, or selfish and hurtful? If you're a Christian, the impressions you leave on others should point to Jesus. He shows his love for us through qualities like kindness, patience, and forgiveness. Treat others the same way so the impressions you leave behind identify you as someone who has his love in your heart. Our key verse is John 13:35.
"By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
And our key thought for today, leave good impressions. Hey, I just wanted to give a big congratulations to everyone who's taken part in my Word with Zach summer reading program. And I wanted to let you know that you can get the brand new Word with Zach pin for your backpack just in time to go back to school. When your family donates to support the reading program, I'll send you one of this year's special pins. Donate now when you go to wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.